On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once, because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil, and produced fruit, 100, or 60, or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We have all we need to become a saint in one single Holy Communion. Because becoming a saint is not so much me getting everything right, as much as it is Jesus living in me. Because of that, when we approach the altar every Mass and receive Jesus in Holy Communion, we have everything we need. Every gift, every grace we could possibly need to fight our sins. The living God who's consuming fire is more than enough to deal with our problems, with our sins, with our addictions. He's God himself in us. But more than his gifts, it's Jesus himself inside of us. Because of that, every Holy Communion, every single one, is enough to become a saint by that communion. I think we approach the altar, sometimes with thorns, rocks, birds come ready to take away. Sometimes we have too much noise in our hearts, ready to receive what is ready. We have too much we're too attached to. Ultimately, I think one of the main problems is we don't come expectant for Jesus to do anything. God is going to come and live inside of us. He has all the power he needs. Becoming a saint is not us figuring out. It's us clearing our hearts from the rocks, from the thorns, so that the Lord can come and do what he wants. Today, the invitation to prepare our hearts to receive the Lord with fertile soil is just to come with expectation. To actually expect the seed of the Word of God, if he comes in our hearts, that he can come and bear fruit 30, 60, 100-fold. And if we trust the Lord can do that, let us clear our hearts and expect him to come and do that in our hearts. Let us receive the Lord himself and the Holy Eucharist, the bread which God has given us to eat.